I own 1 million quarter shares for our firm in the company. I have not sold a single share of that, and I don't expect to.
Okay.
In my lifetime.
In your lifetime, you don't expect.
In my lifetime.
Okay.
And the same thing with SpaceX. So I think we're going to make 3 or 4 or 5 times our money in the next 10 years in Tesla. And I think it's
again, from on top
from
of
here.
The 20 that you've made.
And in the case of SpaceX, I think over the next 10 years, we're probably going to make 20 or 30 times our money.
When do you think that company goes public?
I think that it's unlikely that SpaceX is going to go public anytime soon. But this Starlink business that they have, I think that could go public in the next 3 years. And that's the business that is ultimately looking, that's this, that I was describing
satellites.
To you about Ukraine. I think that's a business that could ultimately, is addressing a potential, they call it TAM, total addressable market, of $1 trillion, actually multiple trillions, communications. And so it's for the government, it's for commercial, it's for people who don't have internet. If you want to have more equitable distribution of wealth in the world, you have to have people educated. The way you get educated, you have to have the internet. If you don't have the internet, you can't accomplish that. So this is broadband satellite internet. And, it's an unbelievable business.
All right, so here we have Ron Barron on CNBC this morning sharing some interesting thoughts on Tesla and SpaceX, especially their valuation. So Ron Barron is expecting a 3 to 5x return on his Tesla investment in 10 years, and he's expecting a 20 to 30x return on his SpaceX investment in 10 years. So the question and the questions I'm going to ask here is, why is Ron Barron expecting SpaceX to return 6 times more than Tesla in 10 years? And do I agree or disagree with this assessment? All right, first, let's look at Tesla. So his major assumption here is that Tesla will sell 20 million cars per year in 10 years. So in a 10-year, let's say, time frame. And so for Tesla to return a 3 to 5x return in 10 years, it'll need to be at about a $3 to $5 trillion market cap, right, in the year 2032. All right, let's do a valuation equation. So there are many ways to skin a cat, meaning there's many ways to value a company. I'm just going to share a very simple one. And here you take the units, right, of the product that the company sells. You times it by the profit per unit, in Tesla's case, vehicle, and you give it a valuation multiple, and you come up with a valuation. So in Tesla's case, let's say they sell 20 million vehicles, right, in 10 years. Again, this is an assumption. And let's say you give a $5,000 profit per vehicle. And let's say you give a 30-time multiple off of that, you'll get a $3 trillion market cap valuation. Now let's add $1 trillion or so hypothetical, leave for other parts like energy, robotaxi, and bots, and you'll get basically the $3 to $5 trillion market cap valuation that Ron Barron is expecting. So the question is this too conservative? Because if you take 30,000 average sales price per vehicle and you do a 16.6% operating margin, right, that equals $5,000 per vehicle, but this has little to no full self-driving impact. And a 16% operating margin in 10 years seems quite low in my opinion, especially I'm expecting a higher operating margin actually this quarter for Tesla. Also, another question is this too conservative? Because it probably doesn't factor in much, if at all, any robotaxi or any bots, humanoid robot market or anything like that. It's just purely a view on the car market. All right, so let's boost the model a bit and let's assume a $35,000 average sales price, upping it a bit with a 25% operating margin. So you'll get 20 million vehicles in 10 years at a $8,750 profit per vehicle. Give it a 30-time multiple. You're at a $5.25 trillion market cap valuation. Let's be a little bit more aggressive than the last model. Let's add $3 or $4 trillion for other parts of the company like energy, robotaxi, and bots. But again, this might be actually too conservative because it's assuming that actually robotaxi is not dominating, that there is a lot of competition. Perhaps a bot is okay, but it's not mind-boggling. Still, Tesla is mostly, right, an auto company. All right, let's boost the model some more. Let's assume we have a $40,000 average sales price with a 30% operating margin. Again, with just inflation, right, with cars going up, you can easily see perhaps, cars, especially Tesla cars, averaging $40,000 in 10 years. Okay, so we boost up the operating margin 30%. You have 20 million vehicles. This is a $12,000 profit per vehicle. Give it a 30 times multiple. You have a $7.2 trillion market cap. Add another, let's say, $7.2 trillion market cap valuation for robotaxi, bot, and energy. There you have a $14 trillion market cap for Tesla in 10 years. This is a 14x. Again, all of this stuff has a ton of assumptions and variables. I'm not predicting anything. I'm just saying if you change the assumptions, right, you'll get a different valuation model. All right, so Ron Barron's 3 to 5x, I think, return or expectations in 10 years for Tesla could be on the conservative side, especially if Tesla outperforms, right, with operating margin, with robotaxi, with energy, and the bot. Yeah, and I personally think that Tesla can and will surprise on how they will dominate, I think, this robotaxi market, the energy market, and the AI robots. But not just that, I think it'll surprise people how big these additional markets are and how steep the S-curve is going to be in coming years. All right, let's move on to examining SpaceX. So Ron Barron expects a 20 to 30x return on his SpaceX investment, I'm guessing, assuming from these current levels, right, in 10 years. He's probably basing things off of $100 billion current market cap for SpaceX. And if you do a 20 to 30x right return off of that, that would put SpaceX at a $2 to $3 trillion market cap valuation. However, I think the current valuation of SpaceX in the open market is actually probably closer to $200 billion. In the private markets, you have all these layered expenses that kind of add up. I think if the stock was floated on the public markets, it would be actually a higher market cap valuation than $200 billion. All right, so what are the assumptions and model that Ron Barron could be using to value his SpaceX type of projections? I think, first off, SpaceX's launch business is relatively small to justify a $2 to $3 trillion market cap valuation. And therefore, I think most of his valuation is probably based upon Starlink projections. And basically, the basic projections are revenue, operating profit, right? And a multiple based off of that. So in 2015 and 16, we had a leaked document from SpaceX. It kind of showed, in a sense, overly aggressive internal expectations for Starlink, but it actually gives us a grid on how to kind of expect the trajectory, even though it might be a few or several years late. So they were expecting $35 billion in revenue and $21 billion of operating income in 2025. All right, so let's make some assumptions for Starlink going 10 years out in the future. Let's say they make $100 billion in revenue in 10 years at a 50% operating margin. This equals a $50 billion operating profit. Let's give it a 50 multiple. This is a very lucrative recurring stream of revenue. Therefore, I give it 50. And let's do and it equals a $2.5 trillion market cap valuation, again, in 10 years. This is a 25x return from current levels, right? Exactly in line of what Ron Barron is expecting. But, however, it's a 12.5 return X return from $200 billion market cap valuation and an 8x return from a $300 billion market cap valuation. Let's say if SpaceX shares are floated. And a quick note on the $100 billion revenue, this is a combination perhaps of retail internet, let's say 50 million customers giving $1,000 a year, that's 50 million. You add in commercial internet, you add in backbone internet data and possible other forms of communication or infrastructure, right, that SpaceX rolls out through the Starlink system. All right, so what's the verdict? Do I think SpaceX has a greater, right, potential for return than Tesla? Do I agree or disagree with Ron Barron? So I think both Tesla and SpaceX have amazing potential and both have some really big option calls for the future. If you look at Tesla, Tesla's got robotaxi, it's got energy, and it's got the ultimate, which is humanoid robots. I mean, how can you get bigger than humanoid robots? If Tesla can nail AI robots, which I think they have a very good chance of doing, then I think it's possible to see some really crazy valuation growth in the future. But of course, a lot of this stuff is speculation at this point, and a lot could go wrong. On the SpaceX side, Starlink is one of the most exciting projects out there because it's democratizing internet access, especially for those in rural areas around the world. It could be one of the biggest forces to democratize access to education and opportunity ever. And because the internet is becoming a basic need, the recurring cash flow potential for Starlink is just enormous. So I think Ron Barron has reason to be excited for both SpaceX and Tesla. I do think he might be underestimating what Tesla is doing on the AI front with robotaxi and humanoid robots. And he might still be looking at Tesla as mainly an auto company, which is kind of bullish in my opinion, because he's a smart guy, a seasoned investor who's had a lot of success, and he's able to justify a 3 to 5x return on Tesla in 10 years based on basically cars. And that means there's a lot of upside if Tesla can transform itself into an AI company that makes a lot more money than just from making cars. All right, hope this has been helpful. If it has, go ahead, like, and subscribe. All my videos can be found as an audio podcast as well. Just search for Dave Lee on investing in your favorite podcast player. I'm also headed to Tesla's Cyber Rodeo just in several hours from now. I can't wait to meet up with people from the Tesla community. And I'll go ahead and I'll be posting updates on my Twitter account. So you can follow me on Twitter at HeyDave7. All right, we'll see you guys in my next video. Thanks.